And today I'm joined by Jenka Soderberg, KBOO's web and social media coordinator, to talk about web neutrality and the day of action that's going on today and how, of course, it's impacting KBOO. Welcome, Jenka, to News from the BOO.
Thanks, Del.
We've talked about it on KBOO a little bit, you know, throughout the day. But could you explain for folks maybe who are not familiar with it, what is net neutrality and why is it important that we save it?
So there is a regulation called Title II, and that basically defines the internet as a medium of communication, much mm-hmm. like a telephone, where there's two-way communication back and forth. What the telecommunication companies want to do, and now Ajit Pai at the FCC want to do, is to change the definition of the internet to a broadcast medium like television, where there are big corporate owners that broadcast out to the public, and we are simply recipients of the information. So net neutrality preserves the free and open internet as we know it, and is vitally important right now and moving forward.
And so you mentioned the FCC a little bit, and so I'd love if we could clarify, because I think because we are a broadcasting facility, a lot of people are familiar with the FCC regulations that we have to follow because of that, but then we also broadcast online and we have a website. So could you talk more about the FCC, the role that it plays, you know, how also the dynamics are changing, because you just mentioned Patch, the new person there.
Yeah, so the FCC regulates both it regulates broadcast media, and it does not necessarily regulate the internet. Right. The idea behind Title II is to maintain the internet as a telecommunications tool. So our broadcast signal is regulated by the FCC, and now our internet, how we would be affected if net neutrality were to be rolled back, is that internet throttling would go into effect by these telecommunications giants, particularly Comcast, the most hated company in America, according to many polls, would begin throttling internet websites. So,
can you explain throttling?
So that means that some sites would be slower and others would be faster. So NBC, CBS, Fox, that pay big money or that are owned by some of these major corporations, are going to be fast. You'll be able to get to them. You'll be able to stream their content. Whereas a site like KBOO will be slow. Mm-hmm. And this was actually the way that Reddit portrayed today's day of protest. Today is a day of action to save net neutrality. And Reddit, on their front page of their website, made a graphic image that moved really slow, and the text came up very slowly. And then they said, slow text is the result of, it says, the internet is less fun when your favorite sites load slowly, isn't it? Whether it's for news or old-fashioned cats and business attire, the internet's at its best when you, not internet service providers, decide what you see online. And so that's what the throttling is. And and that will affect not just sites like KBOO, but also internet activism and ways that people organize online, especially at a time like now when the administration is attempting in many ways to stifle dissent.
Right, because this is really also is not the first time that we fight for net neutrality. So could you talk a little bit about the how the change in the administration kind of really impacted this new campaign that we have to push for right now?
Yeah, we thought we saved net neutrality in 2015. Yeah. There was a huge push. The FCC received more comments than in the entire history of the FCC after particularly Stephen Colbert and John Oliver got involved, and the comments started rolling into the FCC website and overloaded it and right. actually shut it down because there were so many comments coming in. 4 million comments that were to preserve net neutrality, because people began to understand just how important it was. Right. So we saved it. It was saved, right? But now Ajit Pai is in and is trying to roll that back and to change it so that these massive corporations then will have control of the internet. And he can't do that without Congress normally, but he's trying to do this underhanded way of saying that there's been a massive impact on the telecommunications industry, and companies are being affected, and the economy is being affected, and so we need to revisit this. But it's really just AT&T. Mm-hmm. AT&T refocused their marketing and their business towards Mexico and shrunk some of their spending in the United States. So if you look at what is Ajit Pai's justification for this, it's really AT&T saying we need to change the internet into a for-profit, pay-as-you-go service.
Right, for sure. And this is really about satisfying the economic viabilities of those businesses, not us. So what are some of the things that people can do today? What is a day of action? What are some of the statements that individuals can make, but also that other organizations, you were just talking about Reddit, you know? And what did we do also?
There's thousands of companies and websites that are taking action today and putting things on their front pages. The complete tally is beyond count.
Right.
But some of the big ones, of course, are Twitter and Google, Mozilla, the ACLU, all put on the front of their website. Some with cute videos, like Mozilla did this 10-hour soothing music video in order to bring attention to what content would look like if you didn't have net neutrality. even Amazon supported it on the front page. And the ironic thing, AT&T lent their support, even though they are the problem. They're the reason that this day of action is being called, and that net neutrality is so important because of companies like AT&T that really are trying to turn the internet into something other than what it is and what it has been since its origin, which is a peer-to-peer communications service where we can go to any website and expect to get the content at the same speed, no matter what that site is, and communicate with our friends, with our family across the world with the same speed at which we would go to, say, any corporate website.
So do you have any place that you would recommend for people to go and check out, like if they want it? Like I've seen some people, for example, have changed their Facebook profile or profiles on social media as a way to make a statement, like other places where people can find info.
Yeah, if you just go straight to our website, kboo.fm, right on the front page, we have a call to action for this day to save net neutrality. And you can just click on that, and that will get you to the action site. And you can send a comment directly to the FCC from there. These comments are due by the 17th. We're hoping that people do take action today. It really brings a big message when millions of messages come to the FCC, when millions of public comments come in. It lets them know that this is something that is especially important. Whether or not Ajit Pai will actually listen and do what the popular opinion is, mm-hmm. or if he will just act outside of that, it definitely does make a difference, though. Back in the Obama administration, there was a very, very strong attempt to undermine net neutrality, but the mass movement really had an impact, and we were able to save the guiding principles of what the internet is, our right to communicate freely online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in 2015. So what do you do personally?
I sent my comment to the FCC and of course put on Twitter and on Facebook ways that other people can do the same and what those messages could include, why net neutrality is important to you.
Yeah, I think that for me, what I have found the most like impactful is really talking to people and helping them actually even understand what it means and what this is all about. Because I feel that the challenge that we are facing also is just like, you know, too much information and a lot of fake news also that's coming through all this information. So I think a lot of people are just not really sure about how this will impact them. But this is one of the things that will probably make the most significant impact to people's daily lives, and we're not even realizing it.
Well, and one of the ironies here is that all across the country, there are very, very few internet service providers. And this is basically the problem, that there are just a handful of companies, right. One of them, of course, being Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, that control access to the internet. And in rural communities across this country, which are the base of the current president's support, there is a real lack of access to broadband internet. And these companies do not have competitors, so they have no incentive to actually go out there to these rural communities and put in the broadband access that people have been wanting more and more. Mm-hmm. And yet, the people who are opposed to net neutrality or supportive of the current administration maybe don't actually understand it because they watch Fox News, but they are the ones who will benefit from net neutrality being maintained, because getting internet to these places and to the rural communities that are lacking in broadband, many places still depend on dial-up or don't even have access at all to the internet. And in those places, this is where people will benefit the most from having free and equal access to the internet and allowing for a more competitive market for more companies, more internet service providers to get into this and be able to provide internet to the public.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's really critical what you just mentioned, because you started by, you know, explaining very clearly how the idea is to take the internet, which is a mode of communication two-way, and make it into just a broadcasting apparatus. And here is the key, because I feel like so much education right now is happening online, and you're just mentioning all the rural areas maybe that don't have access to the internet and how those things are connected, and at the same time the efforts from those companies to, you know, even, you know, push so they don't have to actually support people in those areas. Could you talk a little bit more about those connections?
Well, and there is a real lack of understanding of what net neutrality is, and there's people trying to confuse the issue, especially these large corporations that stand to benefit. The current president obviously does not understand net neutrality. He tweeted in 2014 that it's a fairness doctrine for the internet, which is ridiculous. That's absolutely not what it is. And he hasn't talked about it since. Ajit Pai, on the other hand, definitely knows what it is. Okay. He's a former lawyer for Verizon. So he knows who is going to benefit, and that's who he wants to benefit. I mean, it's pretty obvious where he's coming from and what his agenda is. I just want to mention about the internet and how important it is to maintain it as this free and open media. In radio, which is the media that we work in, the medium that we work in here at KABU, there was a similar thing that took place in the 19-teens and 20s. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of radio broadcasters. There was ham radio, and then there was just FM broadcast being done by just people in their communities. And they started these radio stations. The National Association of Broadcasters was formed in order to push those out. KABU and other community stations are what's left of that early days, the early days of radio, where it was a free and open medium. And then what we have now with commercial radio taking over most of that spectrum, it was a result of the National Association of Broadcasters that then created the FCC in order to maintain their hegemony and their control over this medium, which is now very much controlled by just a few large corporations. So it's really, really essential that we realize what the internet is, what it could become if these companies get their way, and what we as citizens and as residents can do in order to preserve it in the way that we know it and the way that it kind of was meant to be, which is a free and open platform for anybody to participate and a free and equal playing field.
Right. Thank you so much, Jacob, both for all the information you share, but also that last piece around like the history of radio and how it's all connected, you know, that's really, really, really powerful to think about. So thanks for helping us understand a little better how the world affects KABU and how we respond also, you know, affects all of us. And folks, we really hope that you will join us tomorrow night at the Clinton Street Theater for a viewing of the film Tomorrow. It starts at 7 p.m. And it, the film is We Have the Answers, also called Tomorrow. I believe it's also French, Demain. And so it's a hopeful film that investigates what people are doing right now in 10 different countries to help save planet Earth, and the proceeds benefit KABU. And also tune in this weekend to listen to the 37th annual Cathedral Parks Jazz Festival on KABU. We'll be streaming it live. Thanks for listening to News from the Boo. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks for listening and for being part of our community. And next week, Gil Cardon will be your host. Have a great evening.
KBOO, Community Radio, and the Jazz Society of Oregon are proud to present the 37th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, July 14th, 15th, and 16th at Cathedral Park in North Portland. KABU will be broadcasting live on Saturday beginning at 2 p.m. with the Bylines Quartet starting at 2:30. Again, that's the 37th annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, broadcasting on Saturday, July 15th from 2 to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 17th Annual Portland Zine Symposium, July 22nd and 23rd, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Epano Jam Space in Portland. The Portland Zine Symposium will feature Skillshare workshops, panels, and unique tapers focusing on self-publishing, social justice, expression, and more. Again, that's the 17th Annual Portland Zine Symposium, July 22nd and 23rd, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Epano Jam Space, 8114 Southeast Division Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we've got Right to Survive Radio.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality